This is Passport to Texas. Every September 1st in the north and central zones, dove hunters are out in force.
In Texas, we harvest approximately 5 million mourning dove and in excess of 1 million white-winged dove every year.
Corey Mason, dove program leader at Parks and Wildlife, says dove season in the south zone starts later.
Because of some of the possible negative impacts to late nesting mourning dove, the season is delayed approximately 3 to 4 weeks. So we start that later part of September down there.
And how long does it last?
It's a 70-day season, statewide with a 15 bird bag.
And that's 15 birds each time out or 15 birds total for the season?
It's a 15 bird daily bag. The aggregate can be composed of 15 birds up to, including whatever combination of mourning and white-winged dove, and only up to two of those can be white-tipped dove, which are really only found in a few counties, South Texas.
So hunters really need to know what they're looking at before they shoot.
They do, you know, and there's also this new influence of Eurasian collared dove, or some folks call them ringneck dove. They are not considered part of the daily bag limit. They can be shot year-round. The caveat to that being is if they are shot during dove season, we strongly suggest that hunters leave a wing or some kind of identification mark on those birds so that if they're checked by state or federal wardens, they can differentiate the difference in a collared dove and a white-winged mourning dove.
The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.